Hey, Mama, welcome to the Navigating Postpartum Wellness Podcast. This is a community where you can feel seen, heard, and supported with relatable mom content to help you prioritize your wellness. Whether it's managing stress, reducing burnout, or simply finding ways to take care of yourself, this space is for you. Here we focus on making small, manageable steps toward feeling like yourself again without adding more to your plate. I'm your host, Jeray Williams, and I'm so glad you're here. Let's get into this episode. Hi, Mama. Welcome back to Navigating Postpartum Wellness, where we talk about practical ways to help you reclaim your time, prioritize your well-being, and show up as your best self. This month, our theme is reclaiming your time and energy. And today's episode is all about simplifying your daily tasks so you can focus on what truly matters. Let me say this right away. Moms do not need longer to-do lists. We need simpler lists, healthier boundaries, and clearer priorities. I know it's hard to let go of this hustle mindset, but trust me, simplifying is the key to reclaiming your time and energy. Here's the truth. Adding more tasks to your to-do list doesn't make you productive. It makes you exhausted. And the more you say yes to things that don't align with your goals, the more you're withdrawing from your time and energy bank. Let's use a bank analogy. Every time you say yes to something unnecessary or draining, you're withdrawing energy from your account. But when you say yes to activities that fill you up, like self-care, family time, or rest, you're depositing energy back into that account. Think of your time and energy like money. You wouldn't spend every dollar on things you don't need, right? So why do it with your time? Let's talk about how to simplify your schedule and focus on what matters most. The first step is to align your task with your vision for the season of life. Clarify your focus, right? Ask yourself, what's important to me right now? Is it spending more quality time with my family, eating healthier, moving my body more, building a side hustle, or creating home systems? Whatever your goals are, they need to be clear and realistic. For example, if your focus is spending more time with your kids, maybe you need to say no to extra work projects or unnecessary commitments that eat into that time, right? The second one is to audit your calendar. Once you know your focus, look at your calendar and evaluate how you're spending your time. Are your activities supporting your goals? If not, it's time to start saying no. The third one is say no to time wasters. Let's talk about time wasters. These can sneak in into your day without you realizing it. Scrolling social media for 40 minutes when you intended to check it for 5. Overcommitting to events or tasks out of guilt or obligation. Leaving tasks unplanned, which creates chaos and stress later. Instead of letting these distractions pull you away from what matters, set boundaries, for example. If you find yourself scrolling your phone, set a timer or replace that time with something productive like a 10-minute cleanup or a quick walk. Like I told you guys, I don't have social media apps on my phone because I think when it's on my phone, I can get distracted. You know, you go down a rabbit hole looking at your favorite content creators when you could have been reading your book or you could have just been journaling or doing something that can be filling you up, right? That's just me, but I won't get on my soapbox though. But here's the key. Simplifying your daily task isn't about wiping your schedule clean and starting over. It's about taking one small step at a time to create better habits and systems. Make your goals realistic. If you want to eat healthier, start by planning one or two simple meals each week instead of trying to overhaul your entire diet. Build strong habits slowly. Focus on one new habit at a time. Maybe it's going to bed 30 minutes earlier or taking 10-minute breaks each day to breathe and reset. When you simplify, you reduce your mental load. Manage your stress and create more space for the things that truly matter. And Mama, when you feel mentally well, it shows up in how you care for your kids, your partner, and yourself. One of the most powerful tools to help you simplify and reclaim your time is weekly planning. That's why I have the Master Your Week guide. This guide helps you identify time wasters that drain your energy, create systems to free up space in your day, and align your schedule with your goals so you can focus on what truly matters. It's not about cramming more into your week. It's about doing less, but doing it with intention. Mom, you don't need more hustle or longer to-do lists. You need clarity, boundaries, and intentional steps that align with your goals. Start by identifying what truly matters to you in this season and let go of the rest. If you're ready to simplify your schedule and take back control of your time, download your Master the Week Planning Guide. It's your roadmap to a calmer, more intentional week. And if you're looking for a supportive community to help you manage your stress and build lasting habits, check out my Nurturing the Mama membership. Together, we'll create a life that's less overwhelming, and more fulfilling. Remember, mama, your time and energy are valuable. Spend them wisely. You've got this. Thanks for listening to this episode of Navigating Postpartum Wellness Podcast. If you enjoyed it, I'd love for you to leave a review and share this podcast with a mom friend who needs encouragement. Be sure to join my email list at navigatingpostpartumwellness.com for more tips, updates, and resources to help you on your journey. I'll see you in the next episode.